WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Steve Martin's new movie, Roxanne, is set in a ski resort town out west, and the town isn't the only thing in this film that has a big slope. Our movie critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
You remember Cyrano de Bergerac, right? Edmond Rostand's hero was the smartest, bravest, wittiest, and most skillful sword fighter in all Europe. But he had this problem. His nose was so huge that he was sure the woman he loved, Roxanne, would never give him the time of day. And when a handsome young swain fell for her, Cyrano used his daunting literary skills to help the lad woo her. He wrote passionate letters in the lovesick dolt's name, and then he coached the boy in the art of muttering sweet nothings under a lady's window. The story's wonderful nonsense, but it would take a courageous man indeed to update it to an era when swordplay has vanished, and nose jobs are everywhere. That's exactly what Steve Martin has done, and he's done a bang-up job. Where Cyrano de Bergerac thundered and kicked, Roxanne blithely floats. True, Steve Martin hasn't solved the plastic surgery problem, and his screenplay isn't quite funny enough to match the original play's swirling wit. The supporting actors are mostly wasted, especially the great Shelley Duvall, and the ending of the movie dribbles when it ought to surge. Still, the funny stuff is funny in a way that's at once touchingly courtly and completely wacko. Here, for instance, is Steve Martin as Cyrano, coaching handsome but dumb Rick Rossovich as he woos the object of both their desires, Daryl Hannah.
So why'd you say those things?
Why'd he say those things?
Tell her you were afraid.
Because I was afraid.
Of me? What do you mean you were afraid? You're afraid of what?
Tell her you were afraid of words.
What?
Words.
Because I was afraid of worms, Roxanne, worms.
Although Daryl Hannah conveys Roxanne's beauty more convincingly than her brains, Big Rick Rossovich is immensely likable as the lunk who loves her. He's a wimp in a stud's body, and he knows it. But this is Steve Martin's movie. He's turned Cyrano into the fire chief of a small Washington resort town called Nelson, and the director, Fred Skepsy, has given Nelson a magical, airy brightness that tells you at once why a Cyrano might choose to settle there. Still, it's a pretty dinky place, and any real swashbuckler would be too big for it. But Martin's Cyrano pours all his ferocious energy and wit into navigating it anyway, and that's what's so moving and funny about Martin's performance. Even the way he walks down the street becomes an act of derring do. In Roxanne, Steve Martin gets to the core of the play, because he understands that what makes Cyrano an outsider is not his enormous nose, but the enormous heroism it symbolizes. It may sound odd to say this, especially if you still think of Martin as that weirdo with the arrow through his head, but he's become an actor of extraordinary breadth and subtlety. I'll go even farther. Roxanne proves what many of us have long believed, that right now, Steve Martin is the finest comic actor working in the movies.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.